USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Congressional Democrats are looking for more documents from the Trump administration. The chair of the House Judiciary Committee and two of its subcommittees want Acting Homeland Security Secretary Kevin McAleenan to turn over any information related to a pardon that was supposedly offered to him by the president. Recent reports quoted Mr. Trump a few weeks ago saying he'd pardon McAleenan if he went to jail for denying the entry of migrants into the country. There was a lockdown at Columbine High School and other Denver area schools. Authorities are looking for an 18-year-old white female. Jefferson County Sheriff's spokesman Mike Taplin.
Last night, Sol Pius traveled here to Colorado, and she made threats to commit an act of violence in this area. She is armed and considered to be extremely dangerous.
This is USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year. A month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They shared over $3 billion in medical bills so they can help share your needs too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
Two House committees are ramping up the pressure to get information about President Trump's finances. The New York Times reports the House Intelligence and the House Financial Services committees have both issued subpoenas to Deutsche Bank and several other banks. They're seeking information about the president's financial dealings, as well as those between the banks and Russia. Deutsche Bank has provided more than $2 billion in loans to the president over the years. The other banks also subpoenaed Citigroup, JPMorgan Chase, and Bank of America. 90 new cases of measles have been reported in the United States, and the spread of the outbreak nationwide is raising alarms in Rockland County, New York. County Executive Ed Day has announced they're banning unvaccinated children from any public gatherings. He explains why.
The largest outbreak in New York State in 30 years. Despite our best efforts, this outbreak is not going away.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Democratic presidential hopeful Bernie Sanders has released a decade of tax returns. USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
The fact that he's now a millionaire did not go unnoticed when he appeared at a town hall session on Fox News Channel on Monday night.
It came from a book that I wrote, pretty good book. You might want to read it. It's a bestseller, sold all over the world, and we made money. So if anyone thinks that I should apologize for writing a best-selling book, I'm sorry, I'm not going to do it.
Asked by one of the moderators if he would pay the 52% in taxes this year that he suggested for top earners, he wouldn't commit, instead asking the moderator if she would pay more. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
President Trump says negotiations with China are going well. USA's Rick Vincent has more.
Taking part in a roundtable on tax reform and the economy in Minnesota, President Donald Trump said trade talks with China are progressing.
We're doing well in the negotiation. It's very comprehensive in the sense that it's a very complete negotiation. We're talking about theft of intellectual property. We're talking about so many other things, but we're also talking about the farmers and the ranchers and people that have not been treated fairly.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi told an audience at the London School of Economics Monday the United States missed an opportunity to gain economic leverage over China when it opted to put tariffs on the European Union rather than join forces with it.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.